Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. An issue that RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, continues to work on is the controversial topic of mandating the use of electronic ear tags in cattle, which CEO Bill Bullard says they are opposed to.
The rule still allows for the handwritten notes and records and does not require that transfer. And as a result of that, the real purpose of the rule is simply to force producers to incur the cost of the electronic identification system.
Bullard says the rule does not require EIDs to be read by an electronic wand for database transfer. Without this requirement, he says the promised improvement in traceability won't be achieved.
This rule does not do that. So this is a precursor to the next step. And when the next step, of course, and USDA has acknowledged this, that they want to include all feeder cattle in a mandatory EID. We're fighting against this. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman from Wyoming is introducing a resolution of disapproval, just like what the senators did in the Pillaguey rule, and overturn the rule. We're actually looking right now at the possibility of litigation to stop USDA from infringing on the freedoms and liberties of U.S. cattle producers to manage their operations the way they keep it.
Once again, RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard. With this Line on Agriculture report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.